Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD Daily Dose of Daf with Reb T. I'm your host, Reb T. This is the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 7 talking about the public domain. What are you liable for? Let's see what Chia Bar Rav said. Chia Bar Rav maintained, even thorns and shrubs are regarded as the public domain and one would be liable for people wearing shoes would not avoid stepping on them, but not dung. Less than 3 tefachim high, for even people wearing shoes would avoid stepping on it. Rav Ashi, however, says that even dung less than 3 tefachim high, one would be liable, for he maintains that anything less than 3 tefachim is considered subordinate to the ground. This is based on the principle of love, that anything within 3 tefachim of a certain surface is regarded as being part of that surface. When we think about our properties, we think about our homes, we think about the boundaries around the home, we should be mindful and understand that there are people walking back and forth. There are people that go through our properties, that go through our walkways and go on the sidewalk. We should do whatever we can to maintain those walking areas and make sure it's not a hazard for anyone walking around. The pasuk in the Torah says, "Lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol." Don't place a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Literally, that's what it means. But really, it means don't have any hazards, don't have anything in front of people, don't cause people to trip up with words or with actual objects or items. And when you're thinking about in front of your house, and I myself have to be much better at this, think about your garbage, think about boxes that might be floating around, think about if there are any shrubbery or any branches that somebody might trip over, that somebody might step on, somebody might hurt themselves, if there are garbage cans or garbage pail tops. And again, talking to myself, this is something we should be better about, something we should be careful about. Make sure that our walkways are really good. When it snows out, a lot of times we wait the day, but if it's not going to get any better weather, we should really salt it beforehand. We should make sure it's not slippery or icy for people. If it rains and it's slick, make sure to do that. Make sure your railings and your steps are in order and your property is in order. We don't want anyone to ever get hurt. We don't want anyone to have any stumbling blocks. And just as the Gemara talks about these thorns and these bristles and the dung that could be on the path, and it should be really taken care of so nobody could be hurt or step on it or be grossed out or be inconvenienced, so too in our property, in our lives, we should make sure that there aren't any hazards, there aren't any trip falls or things that could be faulty or disturb people or hurt people. Make sure to ensure that our lives and our paths, our property are all good and all safe for everyone around us. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 8 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.